A few weeks ago, we broadcast the first part of an interview with the Zimbabwean writer Dambudzo Marechera, perhaps his country's best known and most controversial literary figure. His first book, House of Hunger, won the British newspaper The Guardian's Prize for Fiction and was subsequently made into a film for BBC Television. His second book, Black Sunlight, was banned for a short period by the Zimbabwe government. Since his return to independent Zimbabwe after years of exile in Britain, Marechera has been the center of much controversy. By his own admission, he leads a very strange life. He has no fixed residence, but sleeps in friends' homes or on park benches, and admits to drinking quite heavily. So, in the final part of his interview with the writer, correspondent Govin Reddy first asked him whether his lifestyle was a matter of choice or something dictated by circumstances.
I'd say harsh necessity. Because you see, in London, for instance, I could financially survive through freelance journalism and through advances from my publisher, Hahnemann, as well as from writers' fellowships, from the Arts Council of Great Britain. You know, they give grants to writers, if proven writers. Now, here in Zimbabwe, since I have been silenced since 1982, and it's now 1984, it means that I have no source of income whatsoever. And at the same time, freelance journalism here, which I keep trying, mostly book reviews for or the odd article or so for Motto or for the Sunday Mail, they pay very little.
So how do you intend overcoming this problem? Surely this moving around must cause a great deal of instability and insecurity, and it must inevitably affect your performance and productivity as a writer?
No, I think that actually depends on my own stubborn commitment to writing. I mean, look at countries like the Soviet Union, where many writers have to write underground, have to write in hiding, have to write while moving from place to place, and yet they still publish. I'm talking about, say, the Samizdat literature. Now, in that sense, I'm saying that insecurity does not necessarily affect the writer's task, if the writer is really committed to it. Of course, it's uncomfortable. It's sometimes through sheer desperation, you know, one finds oneself drinking too much, because it's always very easy to get paranoid, especially when you've been in exile for about 10 years and you're back home and you find your own situation and identity in more of a confusion than when you were, as it were, in enemy territory in exile.
Some of your critics in this country, and I'm sure you are aware that you do have quite a few critics, say that you are antisocial, that you are non-conformist, and that you are even something of an anarchist. How do you react to these criticisms?
Labels. Well, first I respond emotionally by merely saying that only ignorant minds resort to labels when they cannot deal with a particular phenomenon. And I think that some of these critics in Zimbabwe do not really know how to deal with a writer who is totally committed to his writing and to nothing else.
Now, given your state of continuing poverty and insecurity, what are your plans? Do you intend staying on in Zimbabwe or do you intend taking a second exile?
That's a question I cannot really fully answer, because it usually depends on the harassment of my nerves by all these circumstances. And then also, you know, one still hopes that publishers here will come to their senses and that, you know, they will, whatever. In other words, actually, one moment I feel totally disgusted with Zimbabwe and my place in it. I feel that I have much as a writer to offer to Zimbabwe, given the right circumstances. And by right circumstances, I mean no censorship, no, you know, that the writer should live without the perpetually looking over his shoulder at the censor. One moment I feel disgusted with Zimbabwe, and I just say to myself, well, I'll just hitchhike to any country which will have me. And then, of course, the next, I merely remember the terrible anxieties also of exile.
Do you feel a strong commitment to Zimbabwe?
No, I feel a strong commitment to my writing. And if my writing, when it's good and it's internationally accepted, brings honor to Zimbabwe, since I'm a Zimbabwean, then that is my commitment.